today, during our live segment now, it's a real pleasure to have a talented singer and songwriter. He's been here before. Peter's a great writer of music as well as lyrics. And it's a pleasure. You'll get to know him more if you haven't heard him. Throughout this hour, you'll get to know him. Here's Peter King.
Hi. Thanks, Larry. I'm going to start with a song that is kind of an invocation. It's about, well, that sounds kind of highfalutin, but basically there was this old phrase that music is, the purpose of it is to wash away the dust of our everyday lives. And I just loved that line. I wanted to get into a song, so I wrote this song. Well, let's go for a ride. I want to take you someplace. I want to show you some sights, put a great big smile on your face. Lightning on our left, starlight on our right. Not even GPS can track where we're headed tonight. And there's a deep, dark forest. They say it's home to the elves. Well, they glide through the trees and they whisper among themselves. There's a glittering field. It's full of diamonds in the weeds. Well, I may not look like much, but I found me these magic seeds. I know a secret river. It's only nights like this that it appears. We're gonna wade into that clean, sparkling water and wash off from our tiptoes to our ears. Wash away the dust of our everyday lives. Wash away the greed and the sorrow. Wish we could stay here forever, but we're due back in the cold gray world tomorrow. So let's go for a ride. Yeah, tonight I'm gonna drive. Just let me slide behind the wheel. I suddenly feel a little more alive. And one more thing I ought to mention. Now that we're rolling along, yeah, this engine runs on the power of song. One more thing I ought to mention. Now that we're rolling along, yeah, well, this engine runs on the power of song. So let's go, well, let's go for a ride. Let's go for a ride.
Peter King at the Saturday Light Brigade. That quote again, music is the, music washes away the dust.
Washes away the dust of everyday life.
I like it. I like it a lot. There's a lot of great quotes about music. I can't think of any of them offhand right now. I who was it who said there's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music?
Duke Ellington.
Yeah, Duke.
Uh-huh, for sure.
Louis Armstrong. Who said jazz isn't dead, it just smells funny? Somebody said that, and it might not have been anybody famous.
I don't know. That's some, one I don't know.
I'll have to look that up. Peter King is here, and The latest CD is Unleashed, right?
Dancing on a Long Leash.
Dancing on a Long Leash, which has been unleashed. And that's been out for a while now. Have you been playing out much lately?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing, I've been playing out. I've been playing, like, at the backstage bar, and I've been doing, I have a couple of Borders things coming up, and there's still a couple of Borders left, you know, in town. And Calliope House, I've been teaching, I teach guitar now, I've always taught on and off, but for the last year and a half, I've been teaching guitar full time, and that's how I've been making my living. And I teach in my home and other people's houses, and then I also teach at Calliope House. I teach I taught a beginner's folk guitar class, and then this semester it's son of beginning folk guitar. And
how has that been teaching? I imagine you're teaching people of a variety of different ages. And it takes a lot of patience to do that. Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it. I love it. And for a number of reasons. First of all, it's wonderful to, help somebody get better and to see them enjoy themselves and learn. It also helps me, frankly, because here's an old saying, right? To teach is to learn something twice. So, and I've been going back and I've been learning some more music. And then you always have to keep ahead of your students because they always want to learn new stuff. And you've got to be able to. So I've been really going back and playing a lot of guitar lately and finding out that some things that I thought that I knew, like some of the folk finger picking from my youth, from my arrogant youth, that I thought I had it down, all the way. But then, you go back and you find, oh, man, they were doing that and they were doing this. And, I didn't catch that first time around. So so I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it's something when you revisit those things and you see the fundamentals that have changed. How did you learn to play yourself?
Well, I learned, sort of in fits and starts. I started when I was very young. My parents started me when I was about four, and I had a lot of folk guitar lessons. And then I was also, at some point, I got interested in jazz and bossa nova. And I actually studied music, classical music, as an undergrad for a few years, although I didn't get a degree in it. But I did eventually get a master's in jazz guitar from Duquesne University, and that was about 15 years ago now, between newspapers. I was also writing for newspapers. I wrote for the Pittsburgh Press and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for many years. And so I sort of have a foot in both in the sort of singer-songwriter, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell camp, and then I've also got kind of a jazz thing. And it kind of, so I'm sort of, I try to hopefully integrate the two. Lately, it's maybe been swinging a little bit more toward the folk and the singer-songwriter, the stuff that I grew up with. So,
Peter King is who you're hearing right now. It's 21 after 11 o'clock. Let's. What would you like to do next?
Well, since you mentioned, that song that I sang was from Dancing on a Long Leash, and here is sort of the title track from Dancing on a Long Leash. This is a song that I wrote because I take a lot of long walks late at night with my black lab golden retriever, Oliver. And I think weird thoughts lots of times, think weird thoughts, and then write them down. And so this is what came out of that. Just a second here while
you're tuning.
Well, I have tuning anxiety. My
wife, Ricky, just said it was Frank Zappa who says jazz isn't dead, it just smells funny. Thank you, Ricky. And I know she did the research on that, but that sounds like something Frank Zappa would say.
Yes, it does. Okay, here we go. Or the connoisseur of lawns goes walking down the street, and the slapping of my sandals and the jangling of his collar are keeping a bead while up above an August moon throws our shadows on the fences and the pavement and the trees while the crickets and the bees intoxicate our senses. And the connoisseur of lawns, well, he likes them green as jade, wet and smelling sweet, a haven from the heat. When his legs begin to fade, yeah, he'll fix you with his eyes, brown and soulful and bright. And you can pull and you can nudge, but he isn't gonna budge, not without a fight. Oh, the connoisseur of lawns. He wears a coat of shiny black. He's elegant and strong. He moves regally along with a wiggle at the back. He sees a patch that's green as money. He shakes his head and yawns. And then he makes a sudden leap, collapses in a heap. He's the connoisseur of lawns, and I'm a connoisseur of nights. The quiet rustle of a tree, the distant headlights of the cars, glowing galaxies of stars, peace and mystery, the mystery of life, the mystery of time. My best friend's dancing on his long leash like I'm dancing on mine. Oh, the connoisseur of lawns goes walking down the street, and the jangle of his collar and the slapping of my sandals are keeping a beat. And just at dusk on summer evenings, long after we're both gone, you just might see two shadows passing. The connoisseur of nights, the connoisseur of lawns, the connoisseur of nights, and the connoisseur of lawns.
Peter King, I forgot how much I like that song. That's a really well-crafted song. And you can just sort of picture the two of you walking along, enjoying each other's company. And,
into eternity.
Yeah, it's a great song. And it's also a nice fusion of a bit of a Brazilian beat with the traditional structure of an American folk song, too. Which sounds good. 26 after 11, Peter King is here today with us. And I want to talk more about where you'll soon be playing and CD mm-hmm. availability and stuff. But why don't we get one more in before we do that?
Okay. Well, while we're since you mentioned Brazilian, and that's also an influence on my music for sure. So here's the title track from my first CD. And this is about a beautiful beach town in Brazil, not too far from Rio de Janeiro, where I have some very good Brazilian friends, and I was studying Brazilian music and learning Portuguese, and this is kind of about discovering someplace new and getting yourself untethered from your daily life. So here we go. Well, on the road to Ubatuba, where it rises and it bends, until you cross the highest mountain and the ocean never ends. Islands shimmer in the sunlight, in quiet bays white sails unfurl. Well, on the road to Ubatuba, with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl. And on the road to Ubatuba, rock and roll. There's a fire in the jungle. There's a fire in my soul. A few hours up the coast is Rio. Maybe in a couple of days we'll go. On the road to Ubatuba, far from all my friends and family, with these folks I hardly know. And on the road to Ubatuba, where the purple flowers spill, the past is just a wisp of fog, the future hides behind a hill. And I am only passing through this life, I'm a tourist in the world. On the road to Ubatuba, with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl. On the road to Ubatuba. Just a wisp of fog, the future hides behind a hill. And I am only passing through this life, I'm a tourist in the world. Along the road to Ubatuba, with my two Brazilian buddies and a crazy German girl. On the road to Ubatuba. On the road to Ubatuba. On the road to Ubatuba.
Peter King at the Saturday Light Brigade, you sound particularly good today. I which is a heck of a thing to say to somebody. I don't mean any of the other ways you could read that. But you just really, really, you're singing well. Your guitar is really bright and articulate. You just sound really like you're happy. Not that you aren't typically happy. I can't put my finger on it. It might be that I'm a good receptor today, too. But, I mean, you just sound really, really great.
Maybe we're all in a good mood and it's a good day, you know, just in general.
That could be exactly exactly it. I was looking at, excuse me, at your itinerary, and it looks like your next gig's at Borders on April 8th. Anything between now and then?
No, not between now and then. But I do have other stuff coming up that I'm going to post, like in the next few days, actually. So there's more stuff, and then there's another Calliope class that begins in 2 weeks. I think it begins on April 5th. It's on Tuesday nights, and then there's more gigs. I just got to post some stuff, and
And you can go. It's just Peter King Music. .com, and we've linked to it too, but peterkingmusic.com is easy enough to get to, and you can learn about taking lessons, about purchasing past CDs, or about where Peter happens to be playing. Have you played in groups very often?
Yes, I have. I mean, on and off, and that's another sort of thing, like we're talking about, you know, singer-songwriter, you know, and then jazz. Well, you know, so I like to play soul, and I also like to play very much with other people. And I've played Mark Perna, a wonderful bass player who's actually produced and executive produced my CDs. And I play with him, and I play sometimes with Mark Reisman, a harmonica player, and Mark Weakland and Jeff Berman, and I've had the honor of playing with Don Alico Sr., the wonderful jazz saxophone player, and in my, it goes back and forth. Lately, I've been really getting into the solo thing, and you know, I've been listening to some of the old folk singers, like for instance, John Renbourn, the wonderful British. And then it looks like I'm going to be teaching a course on Bob Dylan this fall at the Osher Center at University of Pittsburgh. So I've been going back and listening to a lot of Dylan's stuff, and just there's something about a solo singer player, you know, that is also really cool.
Yeah, and it's I know you've played in all sorts of different configurations, but you seem, at least this morning, very much. It's nice to hear you by yourself. I mean, you're just sort of in mastery of everything and in harmony with yourself. Who else have you been listening to besides John Renbourn and Dylan? I'm curious. Have you been listening to other older singer-songwriters?
Well, I've been listening to another thing that I've been doing is I've been playing more instrumentals lately, and I've been listening to a guy named Tommy Emmanuel, who is a wonderful Australian guitar player who's just awesome. And then, you know, I'm still listening to, what am I listening to at the moment is really, I guess, the question. And I love James Taylor. I still listen to quite a bit of James Taylor, and I listen to Brazilian players like João Gilberto and some of the later Brazilian players like João Bosco and Gil Ginga, and there's a million of them, and they're all incredible. And so there's just so much music out there, and I've been listening to some old blues stuff too. In fact, I'll do I'm going to do an old blues when we get around to it.
So well, great. Well, yeah, we still have three or four more songs to go here, and I want to be sure we get them in. We also have some visiting Cub Scouts who are going to pop in a little while.
Oh, I'll do the song that I wrote about the Cub Scouts.
You wrote a song about Cub Scouts?
No, not really.
Their ears just perked up. What would you like to do now?
Well, you know, you put me in mind of this blues tune, so...
Okay.
This is an old... this is... Tommy Johnson wrote this song, and I believe it was 1928. Could have been 1926.
He was ahead of his... Well, there were certainly blues in 1928. There were a lot of blues coming up in the year after that.
And, So it goes like this. If I can't carry you, baby, I'm gonna carry somebody else. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Yeah, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. A wind's gonna rise up and blow all my blues away. My peaches, why do you shake my tree? Yeah, if you don't want my peaches, why do you shake my tree? Yeah, get out of my orchard and let my peach tree be. peaches. Why do you shake my tree? If you don't want my peaches, why do you shake my tree? Get out of my orchard and let my peach tree be. And I ain't going down that big road by myself. No, pretty mama, I ain't going down that big road by myself. And if I can't carry you, baby, I'm gonna carry somebody else.
Peter King at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Philomena, who is enjoying hearing you this morning and enjoying the music, who just sent a message a few moments ago. And it's just delightful to hear you play. It really is. Are you still writing these days much?
Do you mean prose or songs?
Well,
journalism or songs?
A little bit of both. I know you're not writing on a regular basis,
right.
Journalism. At least I think that's right.
No, I mean, occasionally I've been writing something here and there for the Post-Gazette, but I've been actually concentrating on. I've kind of got another batch of songs coming on, and
good.
That's been taking up a lot of time and effort.
That's really what I meant. Although I'm glad you mentioned the newspaper writing too, because Peter's always been a very adroit. Newspaper reporter as well as columnist, but I'm glad you're working on new songs.
Yeah,
because it's probably time for a new CD.
I think so. And you know, anybody else who thinks so and wants to donate a certain amount of money in order to help record it, I think that please just feel free to you know, give me a call. I won't mind.
Patrons are you can. Well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of CDs. For local folks now, are being crowdsourced or fan-sourced, where fans or groups, it's amazing what the power of, you know, $1,000 donations will do.
Yeah, I know.
When it comes to that, and, you know, it gets the music out there. And it's that's one of the nice things, I think, about what the Internet has done. One of the many nice things is it makes things like that possible.
I mean, you know, even back in the old days, I mean, that's how they built the Cathedral of Learning, right? They had all these, like, five, you know, little contributions from school kids and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing to think that that worked. There's a lot of things. Well, the March of Dimes, you know, was literally a March of Dimes back when dimes seemed to have more value than they do now.
Not only seemed to have more value, they did.
They did. It's 19 before noon, and it's good to have you. We've got time for probably two or three more.
Okay.
And I'm trying hard not to cough too much. I'm still getting my voice back a little bit. What would you like to do next?
Well, you know what I'd like to do? We were talking about songwriting, and it occurred to me that whenever I do a cover, or a lot of times when I do a cover, it's always an old song. Either it's an old blues song, or else it's like an old 60s song, like a Van Morrison or you know, 70s James Taylor. So I wanted to do an up-to-date cover. And this is a song by a songwriter that I admire very, very much. And he's been around for many years, but he's still producing wonderful stuff. And this is like last couple months his new CD came out. His name is Marshall Crenshaw. Do you know
him? Oh, sure. Yeah, I didn't realize he had a new CD out.
Yeah, it's called Jagged Land. It's a beautiful CD, and this particular song is just sort of a some songwriters I know have been just sort of passing this song around saying, you know, can we do something this good maybe if we're, you know, if the stars are really with us? And so let me play for you. It's called Just Passing Through. In our old shoes we walked last night, sparkling concrete under the lights, traffic sounds bouncing off the steel and glass. We traced our steps from the past. Shadows on the curtains on the second floor. I used to have the keys to that front door. We didn't know it then, but you and I were just passing through, passing by. Let's hurry on. No use standing and staring. Let's hurry on. Well, I thought I heard you say, let's walk on. Yeah, we really can't stay. We're just passing through this way. And this world, well, it's moving and changing always. We'd better be about new days. For as long as we may, we're just passing through. We're just passing through. Ghosts of old friends on our left and right. Being there with you, it gave me a thrill, like it used to do and always will. We've got lots of dreams and places left to go. When we'll be back there, I don't know. Maybe sometime before we're done, on some other trip around the sun. Let's hurry on. No use standing and staring. Let's hurry on. Well, I thought I heard you say, let's move on. We really can't stay. We're just passing through this way. And this world, well, it's moving and changing always. Better be about new days. For as long as we may, we're just passing through. We're just passing through this way. Well, in our old shoes we walk.
That's a beautiful song. That's a good one to choose to cover. And it's amazing how people can create nearly perfect songs.
That strikes me and some of the people I've talked with as a perfect song. And it's a great song. Marshall Crenshaw.
Yeah. Every now and then, there is a book or a movie or a song. And, they sometimes move in and out depending on what state of life you're in, but it just seems like an absolute perfect, creation, and that's one of them. What a great song! It's 14 before noon here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Peter King is here. It's a real pleasure to have him here. Anything else new that I haven't asked you much about, or?
Been keeping busy teaching guitar, playing out, teaching some of these courses that I teach at Osher Center are actually more like history history courses. I've done something on singer-songwriters James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, and who's Paul Simon. And then I did another one on kind of 60s psychedelic rock, and then I'm doing this one on Dylan. So I've got a few of those going on.
To get you to do a nice Phil Oakes class. That would be a great class. I did not get a chance to see there, but for Fortune when it was here, and I'm regretting it. Mm-hmm. It will be out, I think, on DVD soon. I don't know if you had a chance to see it or
no,
not.
No, I didn't, but I mean, Phil Oakes was wonderful and, troubled guy, but...
Well, we have. I'd like to try to get one or two more in.
Okay.
How many more would you like to
do? I can do two.
You do two?
I can do two, okay.
Let's do two. And Peter King is about to play.
And, let me do. Whenever I do a song for my second significant other, which is the dog, I always do a song for my first significant other.
I was going to say, you did one for Oliver, now you need to do one.
who is my wife. So, yeah. This song grew out of, just a nickname, a term of endearment, called Silly Goose. Like this. One, two. My disposition wasn't sunny. My cup ran over with some bitter poison juice. Then I met a girl who was just a little bit funny. Life is sweet since I found my silly goose. And she steals the pretzels right out of my hand. Steps on my feet when we dance to the band. And she looks me in the eye and she holds me so tight. And I sleep like a baby the rest of the night. And each day I need her more and more. Silly goose, don't ever leave me. I'd be a sad man for sure. And my heart was made of granite. Some good women tried to get inside, but it was just no use. Then I met a girl who came from some other planet. Life is sweet since I found my silly goose. And she listens to the breeze with a faraway grin. She misses places that she's never even been. And she straightens my tie and she hands me a comb. And she waits up for me when I'm late getting home. And the way she looks when I walk in the door. Silly goose, don't ever leave me. I'd be a sad man for sure. Well, to watch over me, yeah, that's a complicated art. My silly goose is smart. When she digs in the garden, she feels bad for the weeds. She drives down a side road just to see where it leads. And I ask her what she's thinking, and she tells me to guess. And then she says, do you still love me? And I'll always answer yes. 'Cause somehow she changed me down to my core. Silly goose, don't ever leave me. Well, silly goose, don't ever leave me. Silly goose, don't ever leave me. I'd be a sad man for sure.
Peter King at the Saturday Light Brigade. Silly Goose, you know who you are. Hopefully you're tuned in. You're greater than Oliver. I won't say you're less than anything because I doubt that you are. I hate to draw comparisons, but do you know an artist named Stephen Bishop?
Sure.
Yeah, your voice reminds me of his a little bit. Not entirely, but it's just there's something about the way you sing. And he's a good singer.
Yeah, he is, absolutely.
I think. I don't know what he's up to these days. He had a lot of hits. Mm-hmm. But he also, actually, a hit is not mutually exclusive from a good quality song necessarily. But in addition to some hits, he had some other good quality songs too. But it's funny, Ricky and I merging our record collection when we got married 30 years ago, 20 some years ago, found that we both had lots of his albums, which was kind of fun. We had no idea. Oh, here's some dupes, off to Jerry as they go. Thank you for being here today. We do have time for one more, and then after Peter plays, during the close of the show, we're going to say hi to some scouts who are here touring the studio. I can't thank you enough for being here so early.
Well, Larry, thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah. What would you like to close up with?
Well, while we're talking about, like I said, I've been into some old folk tunes, and so this is a very old one, it's been called Carina Carina, many different versions.
Nice song.
And this is my version, so... like this. You'll bear with me while I tune it up. I think we're in good shape now. Got a bird that whistles, baby, got a bird that sings. Got a bird that whistles, baby, got a bird that sings. Without Carina, Lord, it don't mean.
Peter King, thank you so much for being here.